See, when a person go out there and they, it's wrong to go out there and do what the prodigal son did. But when he came back a new man with a new mind. Now he know for himself what sin will do. And so the father understood the ways of God and welcomed him back with gladness. But the one who never went away, that's why people don't preach the gospel. That's why they don't value living the gospel. It's because they're having a hard time doing what's right in the first place. And then their siblings go out there and do crazy stuff. And then the parents welcome them back. And they were there all the while. But this is something we, as we transition into the love of God, we learn to value the people of God. A man can live his whole life with a dark heart, but then when he find out, he realized, hey, I was wrong. Now he can be restored. You can tell people that they're wrong. They don't see it. They see their opinions. So many people have opinions about God, who God is, but the Word of God reveals us to us perfectly who God is. And we transition into this, into his love. If you can transition into his love, you can transition into his wisdom. You can transition into a pure life without restriction. You won't try to restrict others from coming to the light. You want everybody to come to the light. But guess what? Every child of God is not to that point. They're still trying to serve God with a worldly mindset, and they have a hard time transitioning. But when you transition fully, when you take on the you begin to take on the ways of God, then it's easy to get healed. It's easy to get restored. It's easy to be blessed because now you know the heart of God towards you. How can you believe God will heal you when you think he's mean? Think about it. The Pharisees were frustrated at God, at Jesus, who happens to be God, because when the Pharisees came to hear him, publicans and sinners came to hear him, they were upset at them, and they were upset more at Jesus because he loved them and taught. And then he gave parables that show the heart of the real heart of God, not the law heart of God that they misunderstood in the first place. They didn't receive the light of God's word. They looked at the word as a tool to make them look good before men. See, they were living. They didn't know it. And I'm going to read this word that God gave me again. He said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. Unconditional enmity. And they don't always realize it. Okay, continue. They share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it is there. Only people who believe God love God. Only people who seek the Lord through Jesus Christ with faith know God. And sometimes people don't seek him. Continue. All who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not enter into in the glories of the Lord. Nor can they value it. The Pharisees didn't value what Jesus did. Nor can they value it. They will never yield. They are opposite. They are fallen. They remain fallen, saith the Lord. They are not subject to me, nor can they be. Only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. All others will reject it according to the parable of the sower. And again, the parable of the sower, for three reasons, people came and left. Their heart, wayside heart, they didn't receive the word to get, and the devil stole the word that they heard. Those that, when the word fell on stony ground, they rejoiced at first, but when the sun came up, they died and withered away when trouble came. And then those that let the cares of this life get in the way, and they never bear fruit. But they of a good and honest heart, those are the ones God can work with. They're not leavened by the world. See, when you're leavened by the world, you're not coming out by choice. You will choose not to. You'll see the light and won't go in it yourself. You'll get mad at God or mad because God received people you don't like. But see, or you don't want people that offended you to, you want them to burn. You want them to be judged. But see, the heart of God wants everybody to live, and so do I. Now, as I transition into the love of God, I value it more and more. Now, people all throughout time did the same thing. You know, when we first met Apostle Pharisee Saul, which became Apostle Paul, in Acts chapter 8, he was holding the coats. See, this is when we first met Pharisee Saul, Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea, Samaria, except the apostles. Okay. They couldn't scatter the apostles because they were anointed. If you look at verse 7, Stephen was given his discourse about Abraham all the way up to the law, days of the law. And he preached Jesus. And he showed the foundation of how Jesus came about through scripture. Now Saul heard it. Pharisee Saul heard it. And before he died, in chapter 7, verse 55, it says, but he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. These are the stoners. These are those that, just like the Pharisees, that religious mind wanted him dead because he preached the love of God. Verse 58 said, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. You see that? He was there. And he heard all this. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he yielded down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now, so in Acts chapter 8, it says, verse 2. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering it into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Okay. And then we know, of course, from there we talk about Philip, who helped the Ethiopian transition. Okay, verse 9. Here goes Brother Saul again, Pharisee Saul. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Now watch this, verse 5. And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Now, when he said, who are you, Lord? He was a changed man. And Jesus answered him. And he, trembling, astonished, said, Lord, what would thou have me do? Now he's subject to Jesus. How many Christians will never let themselves be subject to Jesus? Jesus tells them what to do. They do something else. But he said, what will you have me do? And he meant it. He meant it. He was sincere about this. It wasn't lip service. And the Lord said to him, arise, go to the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Now, if you read the whole thing, every time Paul talked about this, these men, they were not changed. They were still ready to go put Christians in jail. But what they heard was, they heard the portion of what God said. The Lord said to him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. They heard that part. And Saul arose, and they cooperated. They helped Paul. They helped Saul go to the city. Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus, into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, here I am here, Lord. Now he's subject to the Lord too. And the Lord said to him, arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he hath seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call upon thy name. Now Ananias is pleading to Jesus, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel to me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel. You see that? This is what he's anointed to do. Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my namesake. And Ananias went his way. So Ananias went his way. That means he transitioned into the will of God. He became obedient. Transitioning is becoming more and more obedient. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, he really did transition. The Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou came, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. And he received sight forthwith. From that point on, he didn't have any trouble with his eyes, religious-minded people, and arose and was baptized. See, when it says that he received his sight forthwith, that means from that time, from that moment on, his sight was good. Verse 19, and when he had received food, meat, he was strengthened. Then was saw certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on the name on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound into the chief priests? For Saul increased the more in strength. He was transitioning and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ, just like Stephen. I love it. And after that many days, were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night, led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. So some people didn't transition. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to him how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when their brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. See, when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you love the knowledge of God. You transition into the knowledge of God, and then the comfort of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit can rest on you when it's in your heart to obey God. So they walked in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, and they were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. All right. I love all these stories. I love how God did all these things. Now, in Galatians chapter 1, Paul told more about what happened to him. He was sent to the Gentiles, and he was one with the will of God. He said in verse 1, Galatians 1:1, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, the Son, by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you, and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. See, he was very dedicated, and he became more and more dedicated to the things of God. He transitioned into the heart of God's will. When we fall in love with God, we transition into that same love. We begin to love people just like God loves us. Then we transition into the wisdom and the knowledge and counsel of God as well. More and more as we do. Now, when you study Galatians 1, you know, Galatians period, you see what all Paul, he was always very dedicated. He never went back to a Pharisee mind. So when you follow God, always go forward. Don't go back to a worldly mind. Let the word of God represent him well. And if God, I'm going to touch on transitioning more as God lead me to. And I thank God, you know, Moses had to transition. He had a beginning. We talked about that in yesterday's broadcast. It was called trusting. Moses learned to trust God. Now, people have learned faith in God, but if the church ever learned to trust God, it's going to be a mighty church. Because, see, trust helps you transition where you normally wouldn't. There will be times, even though you know things about God, you know things by faith, you've done miracles or worked miracles or been part of moves of God, and you have success stories and miracles done in your life. But when God tells you to do something, and you, just like Ananias, he was reluctant, but he trusted the Lord and obeyed him. He surrendered his will into God's will. That's what trust does for you. And when you do that and actually obey it, that's when you transition. See, I said yesterday's broadcast, the trust takes you where you normally wouldn't go. And trust is a noun. Believing God is a noun. But when you act on trust or belief, then it turns into faith. Faith is believing God with action. It's a definer. Once you act on the will of God, once you act on what he said to do, you take him at his word and you act on it, that's when things start working. You act. That's how you. That's how we activate heaven, by doing what the word says do. So, in order to fully transition, you have to act on the word of God. The Pharisees locked themselves out. They wouldn't come in. They got mad when Jesus did good to the sinners. But the sinners came because they wanted hope. They were tired of this raggedy world. There are people in the world doing all forms of sin, trying to have fun, and it's not working anymore. You know, Billy Graham said it years ago. He said, first, when you first sin, it can seem exciting, but then it eventually gets boring because there's no life in it. It's a way of living that shouldn't even be in the first place. A man shouldn't steal, rob, curse people, hinder people, even lust. Lust consumes, but love edifies. So when you do things according to God's word, you're moving like God. He's always moving by his spirit, looking for people to bless, loving people, raining on the good and the bad. He helps people when they need him to. Even though, and his love helps people come out of the judgment process. So when you share his love with others, it works. And when you trust God, it'll take you where you normally wouldn't go on your own. So as you transition, stick with the love of God and do, when you act on his, on what he said, do, that's your trust turns into obedience, which is faith. Faith is, obedience is prompt faithfulness. So when you act on what he said, do, it works. And that's how we transition. Now, guess what? After you do those things, and as you transition, you acting on the word, knowledge comes. See that once faith is finished, now you have knowledge. Wisdom is the trust of truth. You have wisdom, you can see something and process it. And when you perform it, then knowledge comes. Wisdom is the trust of truth. Knowledge is the experience of wisdom. When you experience what wisdom does, now it becomes knowledge. Or when faith is finished, that becomes knowledge too. Faith is knowledge before you see. And knowledge is finished faith. So I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. As we transition, everything that you're curious about, your curiosities will be fulfilled in Jesus. You'll know as you're known as you go forward doing the things of God. It's a blessing to be like Apostle Paul. He was Pharisee Saul, but he became Apostle Paul and never looked back. And he never had eye trouble either. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory. Stay in covenant. Stay in that living love of God.